In a wormhole, probably about to burn. In a white tunnel, are you ever gonna learn? Seeing land, probably gonna merge. Gonna be dead, laying in the dirt. Funny how you smart, but you still.
What's up, IDP Army, fantasy football heads? Jordan Reigns here with the IDP 411. Just gonna do a little IDP only mock draft. I happen to have the day off randomly, so I'm gonna put that up and see what people think about it. You know, we got some it's redraft season, Scott Fishbowl is going on. People are gearing up for that next big part of the fantasy cycle, which is redraft season. So I figured I'd put up a mock draft. Just gonna do IDP only because it's gonna be easier that way. I'm gonna start here in about 1 minute. But it's gonna be a lot easier that way because it's gonna keep it short. You know, we're just gonna do 10 rounds. We're gonna do just the starters. The format here is going to be three defensive line, three linebackers, three defensive backs, and then we'll have one IDP flex. I'm going to put my share screen on so you guys are able to see that. All right, thanks for sticking with me, guys. I'm starting the draft now. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hopefully Jared can join me here in a minute. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to or not. All right, so I'm assuming Jared's going to take Darius Leonard here because that's what Jared does. I'm in several leagues with Jared. He takes Darius Leonard. He's not scared to take him. Hopefully Jared is online so this first pick doesn't take forever. But, at this spot, honestly, I would consider Darius Leonard. Let's see if I can pull this whole thing up. I would consider JJ. No, I wouldn't consider JJ Watt here. I'm looking at Darius Leonard. I'm looking at Danielle Hunter, Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa. You know, I'm looking at one of the guys that I just want on my team. You know, so it really, this first pick, there it is. Darius Leonard called it. Joe Schobert went next. That makes sense. Two linebackers. They'll probably go linebacker heavy in this first round, I imagine. But, I mean, we do have some guys in here that like to do some IDP fantasy football. We got Josh Reimer in here. We got most of the guys from the big three in here. It looks like all three of them. Plus, we got IDP Blitz. What up? You guys need to check out his writing. It's good stuff. But I'm excited to put this draft up and let people kind of see what, you know, people that play IDP are doing in drafts, you know, when they do have all the options on the board. I would like to do a mixed draft, but that's just really not in the cards right now with how long that would take. You know, you're looking at probably 30 rounds. I would rather just do a draft and let somebody look at the whole draft. So we had Danielle Hunter go, Bobby Wagner, Aaron Donald. The computer on Sleeper, guys, is not always the greatest as far as ADP. I imagine they'll take Khalil Mack probably way too early because I don't know none of these guys are going to take him. This is an IDP 1-2-3 scoring. So that is 1 point for quarterback hits and 1 point for assisted tackles. That is 2 points for a solo tackle and a tackle for loss. 3 points for forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, pass defended, safety, block kick, and then sacks to interceptions, IDP touchdowns are all 6 points. And then you get fumble recovery yards and return yards on the platforms that's allowed. All right, I'm up. There went Khalil Mack. The computer took him too early. But let's see who I am going to take here. Ooh, is Nick Bosa still here? This is easy for me if Nick Bosa is still on the board. I believe in Nick Bosa. I believe in the talent. I believe in the fact that last year was probably his floor. And I'm going to take Nick Bosa. So let's see who Adam takes here. This should be interesting. Oh, and it circles right back around to me. So I'm either going to double up on D-line here. I'm probably going to double up on D-line here, if I'm being completely honest. Because a lot of guys went in this first round more than I thought would go. And honestly, linebacker is just so deep that it's almost folly to take one too early. Now, I understand, you know, if you want to go get your guy, go get your guy. You know, I might take TJ Watt with this next one just to be fun because at linebacker, I do love TJ Watt, especially in IDP 1-2-3 scoring. You know, he was one of the most consistent linebackers in all fantasy football last year. If you guys follow Bob Lung and look at his consistency data, I believe, if I remember correctly when I was looking at it, that TJ Watt was the most consistent linebacker in all fantasy football last year. And he was using, I believe, the Fantasy Pros scoring. which is a lot more suppressed than IDP 1-2-3. But to think that a guy that is a sack guy at linebacker was still more consistent than one of your tackle guys in that scoring system was pretty interesting. And that's not from me, a biased source who is obsessed with TJ Watt. That's from Bob Lung and, you know, his award-winning, you know, publications that he puts out over there with the consistency. So let's see. Adam took Joey Bosa. I like that pick. Adam, are you scared? Yeah, I would be scared here at the turn. It's going to be a long time. You better get who you want. All right, Cam Jordan, nice pick. I like that. I like that. All right, so I said I was probably going to double down on DL here. We got Yannick Ngakoue, like him. Max Crosby's here. Jadeveon Clowney is a trap. Do not pick him. Chase Young. That's risky biz. Chase Young or Josh Allen. Guys, when I'm looking at this right now, I am going to... Let me look at my linebackers real quick. I know I said I probably wouldn't do this, but... You know, it's always... You always want to be aware of the board. You want to know who's there. You don't want to make a silly decision whenever, you know, there really could have been a standout player somewhere. All right. I think that TJ Watt does not come back to me, but I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to take Josh Allen because I know I'm drafting with some sharks in here, and I really don't think Josh Allen comes back to me, so I'm taking Josh Allen. All right, Luke Kuechly, that was a bad pick because the computer for Sleeper, their data still has him in their system. He's retired. Sorry, just ignore that. Working with technology, you know, it's broken just like humanity. All right, so what we get here? Leighton Van Der Esch is off the board, probably a little earlier than you would see him in a real draft. Again, it was probably the ADP data. And then Tremaine Edmonds is a good pick there. I imagine that this is going to go linebacker. I think he's going to commit. This is my dude, IDP Fantasy Blitz. There he was. He committed. He went double linebacker. I mean, I like that strategy. I like committing. Oh, there goes Chase Young. Good pick there by Bob. He's got two guys that are going to get in probably. I mean, I don't see any way those two put up less than 21 sacks this season combined if they're both playing, you know, all 16. So, interesting thing about Myles Garrett, guys. I was noticing when we were doing our show this last week and I was looking at some scores. Myles Garrett played 10 games last season. And Jason Pierre-Paul played 10 games last season. And Myles Garrett scored 3 more points than Jason Pierre-Paul last season. And the discrepancy in draft value is going to be interesting. I probably shouldn't have brought it up so early if one of these guys is watching, because it would have been very interesting to see if JPP made it into the very last round of this draft, which I think there was not a great chance, but there was a chance that would have happened. He might have gone, you know, 6, 7, 8 rounds later than he probably should have, again, just because of the scoring. So we had a linebacker run here. Roquan Smith, Deion Jones, Devin White, Devin Bush, all guys that I would say, you know, are linebacker twos or better. You know, you can only fit so many guys in that top tier. None of the sack linebackers have gone yet. Shaq Barrett has not been taken yet. Josh Allen, both of those guys were in the top 5 at linebacker last year. Or not Josh Allen, I meant TJ Watt, sorry. So it's interesting to see that they have not been taken, even though they were top scorers. But a lot of people play IDP. They generally go for the safe linebackers. They like the floor. And then really what you want is a guy like Darius Leonard, Joe Schobert, you know, who, in addition to getting the massive tackle numbers, get interceptions and get sacks. You know, those are your real, you know, breadwinners. Roquan Smith is a good example of that. Corey Littleton's a good example of that. Blake Martinez has had some good sack seasons too. Blake Martinez is just an absolute Iron Man. It was actually really good to see him go as high as he did in this draft. So Jared took Jamal Adams there. I love that pick for Jared's team. With Darius Leonard, Jamal Adams, and Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith is my linebacker 2 in Dynasty behind Darius Leonard. So Jared, this is the Dynasty draft, which I'm kind of, you can call it whatever you want. It could be a dynasty, it could be a redraft, but Jared just got my top 2 linebackers in almost every format. So, and he got my top safety. So even though he doesn't have a defensive line player like a lot of guys' teams do, or a lot of guys are probably going to do in this round, he's secured he has so much security and upside at those two positions that he's going to be able to, I imagine he's going to have one of the better teams when this draft is over, even just name value alone, just looking at his team. I took Josh Allen a little, you know, kind of earlier. Now that I'm looking here, only one defensive lineman is gone after my Josh Allen pick. So that might have been a bad pick by me, but we'll see what I can recoup here with the linebacker. Speaking of which, I will be up soon. But we have Jalen Smith, Miles Jack, then Derwin James went. I like the Derwin James pick, another guy who, you know, Josh here is making sure that his team has got, he's got two top players. I mean, he's got two guys that are going to be probably top three at their position, at least in rankings going into the season, and Danielle Hunter and Derwin James. So then we had Fred Warner go, DeMario Davis, Patrick Queen. It was good to see DeMario Davis taken ahead of Patrick Queen there, because he should be, and Patrick Queen probably shouldn't have gone, but I will just save that for another day. Let me pull up. I got to get ready here because I'm going up to pick soon. Ooh, I can't talk out loud. What you going to do, IDP Blitz? I know who my pick here is going to be, and I will wait to say it, but I imagine he's going to go DL here if I had to guess. Oh, triple stack. All right. I like it. All right, I'm going to take the aforementioned TJ Watt here. He was the number two linebacker in IDP 1-2-3 scoring last year. Like I said, Bob Lung's most consistent linebacker of 2019. And I'm going to be able to stack him with Nick Bosa and Josh Allen, both guys that I'm projecting to have, you know, 9+ sacks this season. And TJ Watt, I think, is right up there with them. So TJ Watt, welcome to the squad, staying on brand, also getting a Steeler. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. Anybody that knows me knows that I was a Jacksonville fan for a while, but Blake Bortles really let me down, guys, so that one still hurts. So let's see who we got. Adam here on the end, he's got two DL players, so Adam's probably gonna do like me and probably go linebacker here. Well, he gets two sticks, so he might take a DL and then a linebacker, but I wonder. We got a couple of defensive backs that went there before I took TJ Watt, and then Calais Campbell was taken up. So we had Landon Collins at 308 and Buda Baker at 309 back-to-back by the sleeper computer. So we're into the fourth round now of this, or we're almost into the fourth round of this IDP-only draft. It's going to be 10 rounds total. We have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Looks like 12. Everybody's got a DL1. Well, the 12 DLs have gone, so the DL1s, I guess you could say, are gone. We're into this linebacker twos, and we're about halfway through the defensive back ones. So I have a decision to make here. I think I'm going to go ahead and stack TJ Watt personally with another linebacker, probably more of a tackle guy in this spot. So I'm going to see if I can pull this up anymore. All right, I can make this a little bigger. Let's see who's on the board here. Mosley, I'm not going to mess with CJ Mosley. The injury concerns are concerns to me. I don't care if they are to you or not. They are to me. We have Christian Kirksey, Zach Cunningham, both names that I love here for my next pick. Oh, it looks like I'm on the board. Who got him take? Oh, I'm not on yet. I just have it highlighted. So all three of those guys are in contention for me. Shaq Barrett, if I wanted to get real saucy right here, I would take Shaq Barrett, but I'm not trying to be too saucy today, guys. So I'm going to try to play this out like I would a real draft. And honestly, I think Shaq Barrett's going to come back to me maybe once or twice more, if I'm being honest. So Adam, you got a big decision to make over there, bud. I think Adam's looking at these DBs. Let's see who's on the board. He's looking at John Johnson, I bet, or Tracy Walker. But I think that at this point in the draft, you know, guys are starting to round out their rosters a little bit. You kind of have your leaders of your teams by now. You know, we're in that third round. You've really built kind of your foundational pieces, and the rest is going to be about filling up around those guys. Let's take a look. Ooh, there's a saucy pick. He took Shaq Barrett. I did not see that coming. I will be completely honest. But that leaves me with who I really wanted here, which was Zach Cunningham. Now, it's really close with Christian Kirksey for me, because Christian Kirksey has a history of being a linebacker one. He was, I believe, in 16 and 17, he was a top 12 linebacker both those years. And when he's on the field, he's on pace to do well usually. And he does a lot of things well. He's a good coverage guy. He's got good closing speed. Zach Cunningham led the AFC in tackles, I believe, last year, if I'm not mistaken, on top of the fact that he's been kind of an ascending talent in the league. So middle linebackers don't get a lot of love unless they're, you know, Darius Leonard or Blake Martinez. But I think Zach Cunningham might surprise some people this year and kind of move his name into that tier of guys. So I'm going to take Zach Cunningham here. That's got my team right now with Josh Allen and Nick Bosa, both rookies last year. Then we have TJ Watt and Zach Cunningham. After my Zach Cunningham pick, CJ Mosley, Antoine Bethea, which should not have happened because he is not signed with the team right now. But that's, again, this is the machines are doing this. So I guess the algorithm has not suppressed him enough to where he can go in front of Tracy Walker. But Justin Houston went after that. And then Tracy Walker was taken by IDP Blitz. I like that a lot. You know, he's kind of pushing the DL, and I believe he said to me earlier he planned on doing a zero DL draft. So I actually was in a zero DL draft. We talked about a little bit a couple of shows back on the IDP 411, and I ended up landing DeMarcus Lawrence, Montez Sweat, and Robert Quinn all after round 13 or into round 13 plus. So that was in a mixed draft, though. It was not just IDP. That was a super flex, IDP, and full offense. So that was a little different. Obviously, I don't think that DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be, I mean, I don't think any of those guys are going to not be taken in this draft that we're in now. And this draft is only 10 rounds. But again, this is just filling out the starting roster for an IDP only league. So we have three defensive line players. We have three linebackers, three defensive backs, and then one IDP flex. So a lot of people like to play in 11 or 12 man league. Some people like to play in 6, 7, 8. So I figured 10 was a good spot. So let's see how this went. Tracy Walker was taken, then Isaiah Simmons. I like that. That's a rookie upside pick there. Two rookies, though, Patrick Queen and Isaiah Simmons. Three rookies. Oh, and Chase Young. All right. Stepping out into the unknown, pulling a full Indiana Jones on us right here. He's going after the Holy Grail, so I'm into it. Then we got Clinton Dix went next, who honestly is not a terrible pick. I mean, he's probably the defensive back to own on the Cowboys, unless Xavier Woods, for whatever reason, does better. But I don't even really know what his situation is right now. I need to look into that a little more. Christian Kirksey ended up being taken after that. Sam Hubbard, like the Joshy here, is going with the tackles. He's got Sam Hubbard and Danielle Hunter, both who pushed past 60 tackles last year on top of, you know, 8-plus sacks for each of them. Sam Hubbard, I think, at 8, 8.5. John Johnson was taken right in front of Jared, and I know Jared's probably hurting about that because Jared is a huge John Johnson fan. Honestly, if Jared would have put John Johnson on his team, I mean, we might as well give him the chip because he's got two top four defensive backs. He's got two top five linebackers, but he gets Max Crosby instead, who I think is, you know, going to be a good linebacker or DL1 this year. Ooh, and Frank Clark. Nice, nice. All right, there you go. So I think he's got two guys right there. He went back-to-back defensive line there because he's got other positions filled out. He took Frank Clark, Matt Crosby. Those guys are going to get you some sacks this year. So, and, you know, Frank Clark got paid a big contract, and he made a big impact down the stretch. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show with Mike Woller. But, you know, some of the things that Frank Clark really did to help the Chiefs win the Super Bowl didn't happen in the get to the Super Bowl and all that didn't happen in the regular season. He was not a huge impact player really for them in the regular season, but in the postseason, he was a total difference maker in several games. He and Daniel Sorensen, who came in for injured Juwan Thornhill. So we had Tyrann Mathieu taken next, which is two defensive backs to that team. So I'm going to start considering defensive back here with my next pick, guys. So let's look at my team again. I have two defensive linemen. I've got two linebackers. So I need to go get my defensive back one. We have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 defensive backs taken. So that means theoretically there should be a couple of ones left on the board for me here. Let's take a look at the defensive backs. Harrison Smith, I'm going to add him to my queue. Great option. Jabril Peppers, I have Jabril Peppers in my top five this year. I have him at defensive back five, so he's definitely an option. Jordan Poirier, he's in my top 10 for this year. He's an option for me. I like Taylor Rapp a lot. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Terrell Edmonds, who Jared made a great point about Terrell Edmonds this last week on the show. He was comparing Terrell Edmonds' year to Keanu Neal's best year, and he told us the stats. He didn't tell us what player it was, and Terrell Edmonds is low-key pretty solid. I mean, he had over 100 tackles last year. He didn't do anything else for you, though. But that's the thing. Like, if he can produce 100 and then start doing other things, which, you know, 1 year is not like the next always, he could come up with a couple interceptions. Maybe they do blitz him a little bit more. Maybe he does actually end up being one of the guys who recovers one of the many fumbles that the Steelers caused this last season. He just didn't this year. So, you know, there's upside with Terrell Edmonds. He's an interesting play here. So Josh took Kenneth Murray. I like that pick. You know, we're getting to that point to where rookies are going to start. I mean, some of them have already started going, but you're really looking for, you know, the upside sometimes with that guy that you're just like, well, if he's going to start, you know, maybe we don't know, but maybe we could, you know, we're going to find out. I want to be ahead of it. And honestly, Kenneth Murray is, I believe he's, I need to look this up in my rankings. I think he's linebacker 18 for me right now in redraft. I will double check that for you all. Then we had Jayon Brown taken, who is another guy that I'm extremely high on. I love Jayon Brown. He is, I mean, he's one of the most underrated linebackers in football right now. I mean, he just went off the board, looks like the 20th plus linebacker to be taken. And he's going to outscore that, you know, if he plays all 16. He almost always does. He did struggle a little with injury last year. Not a lot, a little. He missed a couple of games, but he still was a top 36 finisher, I believe, in IDP 1-2-3 scoring. I'll double check that as well. But I'm looking at my rankings right now. We got Bob on the board now. Is he going to take another rookie? He's running out of them. Let's see. I bet he takes a defensive back here. I bet he's mulling Harrison Smith or Jordan Poyer. We will see. Shout out to the IDP Army. There goes Jordan Poyer. Shout out to Expand the Box Score. Guys, go check it out. We are upgrading all of our stats like as we speak, like right now. Like our Slack is blowing up, like shit's going live. I mean, the articles over there are awesome. The scouting reports are like insane. I'm learning so much about college football, which is not my area of expertise. All of our dashboards are getting updated. We're getting, you know, we're making our own kind of stats with some of the data, with some of the data we have available to us that are helping us, you know, kind of understand what players are valuable in, especially IDP. They've been very interactive with me and getting our IDP leaderboards and dashboards figured out. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for this next year, you know, as for football this year, because it's just going to be on a whole nother level. So check that out. I was looking at my rankings for you guys. Where did I say? So I have Jayon Brown at linebacker 17 this year for a redraft. So I'm higher on him than where he went drafted here. And I have him, let's see who I have him between. I have him between Shaq Thompson and Christian Kirksey. And I was actually looking at Christian Kirksey earlier. So, and I think I brought up Jayon Brown's name at that time. Ooh, IDB Blitz. What are you going to do, bud? Let's take a look at our team again here. We have, I think we're going to go defensive back is what we were deciding. Ooh, Za'Darius Smith. Good pick there. Good pick for the zero DL strategy. All right, I'm going to make my pick very simple on myself. Oh, I say that. I'm going to take Taylor Rapp. Or I'm going to take Von Bell. Is Von Bell? I'm going to take Von Bell. He is a top 15 defensive back almost every year. And for me this year, I have him ranked, I believe, in my top 5. Maybe top 8. He's 6. I have him at defensive back 6 right behind Jabril Peppers, who I was looking at earlier. So just to give you guys an idea of where my Fantasy Pros rankings are right now, after my last update, I have Jamal Adams at 1 on defensive back, Buda Baker 2, Landon Collins 3, Derwin James 4, Jabril Peppers 5, and Von Bell at 6. All right, I am up. I'm going to go back to the defensive line because I think it's going to start heating up this round. I am going to take DeMarcus Lawrence. Because I normally wouldn't do that. I would normally take Yannick Ngakoue because I'm probably doing a dynasty. But right now, with not knowing exactly what's going to happen with Yannick, he doesn't want to play there. We've seen this be an issue before. I'm just going to take him. I'm going to let him go to somebody else. I'm going to take DeMarcus Lawrence, who's been paid, who was hurt last year a little bit. Maybe that's why he didn't perform like he should. And I'm going to bank on the upside of a guy, DeMarcus Lawrence, who was in everybody's top five last year, essentially at defensive line, and who just came through with a stinker. So I'm going to take that discount and pair him with Nick Bosa and Josh Allen. And that rounds out my defensive line for this draft, guys. I'm in round six. I've taken three defensive linemen. I have Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, DeMarcus Lawrence as my D-line three. And then at my linebacker spot, I have Josh Allen and Zach Cunningham. And at my defensive back spot, I have Von Bell. So with my next pick, I'm probably going to finish out my linebackers, but I'm also going to take a look at my defensive backs. I might go for a guy. Let's take a look at what's available at defensive back here that we might be interested in. Yeah, the draft seems to be kind of slowing down a little bit. All right, I'm interested in Justin Simmons for sure. He was a top 24 guy in IDP 123 last year. Gets done all over the field. He's a pass deflector. He is a tackler. So I like both of those. Good scoring with IDP 123. You get three for pass deflection. So if you can get a good coverage free safety, you can make up for the fact that he's not going to get, 100 tackles unless he's Jesse Bates. So let's see here. I'm interested in Xavier McKinney with this next pick. I'm interested in Minkah Fitzpatrick just because he's a big play machine. And like I said, that Steelers defense, I like it. I'm also interested in Byard Edmonds. I mean, honestly, there are several guys here that I like to be threes for me, but I'd like to maybe get a more solid two option. All right, looks like the draft is moving. Let's see where we're at. Justin Simmons was taken, so I'm not getting him. Nick Kwiatkowski was taken. That's a good pick. Then we had Carlos Dunlap. Oh, wow. That's a night and day difference. Sean Williams. That was taken by the computer. I think Sean Williams is going to be in trouble this year, guys. With them bringing in Von Bell, the more I look at it, and the fact that they brought Von Bell in and they paid Von Bell, I just don't see a world where Sean Williams gets close 75% of what he did last year. And the year before, when he was a defensive back one, it hurts me to say that because I think Sean Williams is, I mean, he's great for fantasy. He did have a lot of missed tackles last year. So let's see what we got here. DeForest Buckner went next for Josh. I like that pick a lot. Great defensive line piece there. Looks like the first defensive tackle to go, if I'm not mistaken, unless you count Aaron Donald, which I'm not really sure. Imagine Cam Hayward, Chris Jones, Grady Jarrett. Those guys will be taken here pretty soon. Jared gets Chandler Jones here. Oh, wow. Jared triple stacks his defensive line and gets Chandler Jones as his three. Chandler Jones was the number one overall defensive line player in IDP 1-2-3 scoring last year. So that's a great pickup there. And honestly, I feel really dumb that I did not see him earlier. And Jared just got one over on us all. So once again, I mean, like I said, Jared's pretty much just murdering this draft right now. I wish he was here, because I'm sure he'd have some fun things to say about it. But anyway, back to the task at hand, coming through here when it matters. We had Justin Reed go. He's a guy that was hurt last year a lot, banged up. He played, but was suboptimal at best for IDP. So what we got here? Josh went to DeForest Buckner. Josh has got two linebackers. I bet Josh is looking for a linebacker here, guys. Because I know the defensive backs are kind of thin, and we're in that tier where there's kind of a lot of guys you can get that are very similar. And I bet he's trying to figure out if he wants another linebacker. Let's see who's available at linebacker. Quan Alexander, Todd Davis, Matt Milano. All guys that are kind of going in this area as your linebacker threes on your team. Honestly, of those three, I would take Matt Milano, because I don't know if Quan Alexander is going to be, I just don't know what's going to happen there. Rashawn Evans is a sneaky pick here. Jamie Collins is a super sneaky pick here. Jamie Collins is a super sneaky pick in all your drafts, guys. He got paid big money by Detroit to come do big things and make big plays. And that's what he did last year on the Patriots defense. I think he had like seven of their sacks last year. He's a middle linebacker, but he can do kind of everything. Had multiple interceptions. A lot of things went right for him. All right, Josh went Brian Burns, who on sleeper is don't want to mess with that. Sorry, show player card. Maybe this will be fun. He's double tagged as a linebacker and a DL, as you can see up here on the left. So he is a versatile player and a guy that really got home a lot last year for minimal play time. Was very disruptive, scored a touchdown and he's going to be an integral part of that defensive line this year. There's almost no world where his snaps do not go up. So I think that was a great pick for him. And again, it's versatility. He's a linebacker and a defensive line. I said he was probably going to be looking for a linebacker. Well, he got, you know, two and one, which is what Jared did as well. He got a linebacker and a defensive lineman because Chandler Jones is also dual tagged on Sleeper, which is nice. I mean, we all want to put guys in a box as this guy is this guy is that. Another, you know, and that's kind of a big meta argument in IDP right now is, you know, player designations, and maybe we should just stop trying to fit guys into boxes and just fit them in more boxes. You know, like, why don't we double tag more players and just say play them however the hell you want? Like, these are your starting roster spots. And I really kind of like that happens a lot on Sleeper. Unfortunately, they do not do it to Von Miller or TJ Watt or Shaq Barrett, three guys that could really use it, but they do it to guys like Brian Burns or Montez Sweat or Josh or Chandler Jones, where it's like, eh. All right, so Matt Milano got taken. That's a real bummer. I was looking at him here. Whew. All right, guys, I got a big pick here. I'm looking at linebacker, and I am looking at defensive back. I think I'm going to take Rashawn Evans if he's still available. Did I already pass him? Oh, nope. I'm going to take Dante Fowler here, guys. I actually saw him last round after I made my Von Bell pick, I believe, and I was wishing I had taken him. He comes back to me. In Fantasy Pro scoring last year, he was the number two defensive line player. I don't play in any leagues like that, but that just kind of shows you the numbers he can put up in a suppressed league. And he was also very good in IDP 1-2-3 last year. I will actually pull up those notes now for you. He finished last year as the defensive line. Where is he at? Seven. So he had 252 points last year. That's, you know, right on pace for a linebacker two. Most linebacker two last year, Devin Bush had 255. He was linebacker 21. So you can play him as a linebacker two. You can play him as a DL one, top seven DL. So you have options with Dante Fowler. I was just kind of going over why that's a smart play in a lot of IDP leagues, especially on Sleeper. And I get to come right back around and look at these linebackers again. All right, guys, I'm not looking at here are Bud Dupree. I honestly am just not a believer. I'm a Steelers fan, but I just don't know if he can do it again. He's been there for so long, and really this year was the first time he was ever really, you know, grabbed anybody's attention per se. I'm going to take Xavier McKinney here. No, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm going to go find Jeremy Chinn, because I keep missing on Jeremy Chinn in all of my regular drafts. And where are you at, buddy? Oh my gosh, did somebody already take him? Oh my gosh, he just went in front of me. I'm so mad right now. Adam, you monster. I hate you. No, I don't. I love you. All right, I'll take Xavier McKinney. That's exactly what's happened in every single draft I've done this year in Dynasty. Is I'm like, oh great, I'm going to be able to take Jeremy Chinn. And I don't. I end up missing him by one or two. You know, well, actually, dang, he went a while ago. How did I miss that? Now I'm really mad. Well, I got Xavier McKinney, who's another rookie. And honestly, if Jeremy Chinn did not have as much hype as he did, would probably be the first defensive back of this rookie class taken. But the Jeremy Chinn hype is real, and we will continue to add fuel to that fire, and we will not apologize. So then we're going to go Trey. We got Trey Flowers taken next. Nick Vigil, Kevin Byard, good pick there. Cole Holcomb, that's on brand for my guy IDP Blitz. He's a huge Cole Holcomb believer. And honestly, it's going to be probably Cole Holcomb, some Thomas Davis, and then Reuben Foster. If he's healthy, we might actually get to see that. He's going to be a great value pick at the end of this draft, maybe by somebody. Yannick Ngakoue was taken next by Bob. 807, that's a great spot to get your third DL, and a great third DL to have, assuming Yannick plays. I mean, he's one of the most consistent guys in football, really, not even just fantasy, but just in football in the most general sense. He plays almost basically every game. He led the league in forced fumbles a few years back. He's top five or six this year in forced fumbles. He's just a great pass rusher all around. And his big knock is his tackle numbers are not up there with like the elite guys like Danielle Hunter or Joey Bosa. And it's true. I mean, they really are. I mean, he's like a 45, you know, max kind of tackle guy. But if he ever hit a season where he had 55 to 60 tackles on top of the consistency that he has in other areas, and if that could be this year, you know, I mean, we'll have to see. It's a contract year, I guess, if you look at it, however you look at it. I mean, he's feel like he's always got to prove something, but that could be good. So we will see what happens with that. That's a great third DL, though, to pair with Myles Garrett and Chase Young, two guys who are also just, I mean, that's an incredible DL and some good value there. Then we had Melvin Ingram go, another guy who's, I mean, Melvin Ingram is a great defensive line player. He finished last year in IDP 1-2-3 scoring as the DL. Where is he at? There he is, 25. So he was just outside of the top 24. He actually finished with only 3 points less than Josh Allen, who I took in the second round. Egg on my face. Josh Allen's got a lot of upside. Melvin Ingram, though, is also double tagged, something that I didn't mention earlier about Josh Allen. So let's take a look here. Melvin Ingram, linebacker DL. That's great. And then you get Josh Allen on my team. Similar thing. You get some versatility. Linebacker, defensive line. Jadeveon Clowney, also linebacker DL. Not on a team. Was taken by the computer. Probably the most overrated pass rusher in the NFL. So I'll just leave it at that. Kari Willis got taken by Josh. Good pick there. Sleeper guy for me to have at least 75 tackles this year. In limited time last year, he got some work done. And that defensive back, that secondary, is really looking for that leader to kind of be out there on the field all the time with Leonard, with now DeForest Buckner, and with Justin Houston. And if that guy ends up being Kari Willis, I mean, look out. This defense is going to level up. So Patrick Ricard was taken. Okay, we're probably going to start getting some guys going off the board that shouldn't even be drafted just because of how the ADP is. But, I mean, this draft has been a very good and a consistent kind of idea of what I think a real draft will probably look like, especially in just IDP players for starters. So Jared's up. Jared's probably taking that next defensive back here. Probably why it's taking a little while. He's probably having to cruise through them. I imagine Kyle Duggar's probably on his mind. Kyle Duggar's the other big rookie defensive back besides Xavier McKinney and Jeremy Chinn to keep an eye on. I know a lot of people kind of are fading him because the Patriots re-signed, their main safety, Chung. And then they also brought in Adrian Phillips. But I don't think they went as far out of their way to draft Duggar, a 24-year-old rookie, to not put him on the field. Now, it might end up looking a little bit like a Kari Willis situation, like last year where he's not on the field a whole lot, or even like a Chase Winovich situation where he's not on the field a whole lot. But I think that Kyle Duggar, at worst, is still going to be a guy you could play on bye weeks on your team, maybe. That's kind of where I am with him. And at best, you know, the Patriots stick him at linebacker and they just make things happen like they do. So Kenny Moore is interesting here at defensive back if you're going to go with a cornerback. Not a thing I usually like to do, but I like taking Kenny Moore. I like taking Marcus Peters sometimes. I actually just took Marcus Peters in IDP 411 listener league draft, which was kind of cool. I like big plays. They just feel so much better than death by a thousand cuts, you know. And when you know your whole week hinges on it, and you're sitting somewhere and you know your buddy's sitting somewhere else, and as much joy and elation as you feel, he just feels his like heart sinking, and then like he knows you're about to blow his phone up. That's a pretty great feeling too. So I'm a big fan of the big play. We got Rashawn Evans was taken. That's a great value. So Jared took Grant Delpit, Chris Jones. Good stack here late in the draft. Good players, every week starters. Well, at least Chris Jones. I don't know about Grant Delpit. We'll have to see how that. But I mean, I think as your DL or your defensive back 2 to 3, I think he's going to be just fine. Eric Armstead taken a lot later than he probably should have been taken, but that's just, he's one of those guys people have just been fading since the Super Bowl for whatever reason. Rashawn Evans, great pick. Scored more points than Devin White this last year, taking multiple rounds after Devin White on the same team as Devin White, but taking seven rounds later. Jonathan Allen, Malcolm Jenkins, Mack Wilson, Montez Sweat, Anthony Walker, D. Ford, Kyle Fuller, and it is on me. My team needs that third linebacker. I have not been looking at them, but I'm going to be able to make the decision pretty quickly, I imagine, just based on who's still on the board. And yeah, I'm going to take Jamie Collins, who I was talking about earlier. Kind of just a big play waiting to happen. He's on a team that needs linebacker help, and I believe in Jamie Collins. And so I'm going to take my third defensive back on this next pick. I'm just going to go ahead and round out my starters. And this will actually be my last pick of the draft, I believe. So, hey, guys, thanks for hopping on here with me. I really appreciate it. It's made this draft really fun. Maybe I'll do another one in the near future. I'm going to be sure to post this up on the interwebs and probably screenshot it so people can kind of get a look at it. And as we roll into redraft season, you know, you need all the resources you can get. And it's not always easy to find good IDP resources. So, I'm thinking Tre'Davious White, Marcus Peters. Ronnie Harrison is also interesting to me here. He is a starting strong safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And honestly, I think if I took anyone else at this point, oh, did he just go? Of course he did, because Adam's a monster. He's a monster. I drafted by him to snipe him, but it's actually just been him sniping me over and over and over again. Adrian Amos, not a bad name to look at here. I'm at, oh, yeah, I could take Adrian Amos, Trey Boston. I was talking on the show about how I liked him as a defensive back three. Like I said, I do like the big play. I think I'm going to take Marcus Peters, guys. Oh, no, I'm going to take Anthony Harris as my third defensive back. All right, that is my completed roster. I have Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, DeMarcus Lawrence as my DL 1, 2, and 3. Linebacker 1, TJ Watt. Linebacker 2, Zach Cunningham. Linebacker 3, Jamie Collins. Defensive back 1, Von Bell. Defensive back 2, Xavier McKinney. And defensive back 3, Anthony Harris. And IDP flex, I have Dante Fowler with dual designations of linebacker and defensive line. Let you guys finish out this draft here. See what my contemporaries do to finish out. There's still some great value on the board here late too. Let's just take a look at some names for, you know, these are going to be your first bench guys. Stephon Gilmore, if you believe in the big play, and like if you want to live and die by the big play, draft Stephon Gilmore. We got Quandre Diggs, who we'll have to see if he really holds down that starting position with Seattle. They're always so kind of weird about what they do there. Bernardrick McKinney, Devondre Campbell, oh my gosh, KJ Wright, all these guys finished a lot higher last year. I mean, they were startable assets every week last year. Harold Landry is a guy that I'm going to be kind of bummed if he doesn't get taken because I'm really high on him. That Titans defense as a whole, and he's a pretty good pass rusher. I mean, people didn't, you know, on that team that exploded last year, he and Jeffrey Simmons just kind of got washed out by all the awesome things that were happening on offense to the good things that were happening on the defense, you know, with the breakout of Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill just throwing all touchdowns. People didn't notice that this defense was actually a lot better than they thought probably going into the season. Jermaine Pratt, Avery Williamson, Dre Greenlaw, all great picks for anybody coming around these next starting to build that bench. Dre Greenlaw is the reason that I don't think Quan Alexander was even drafted. Where was Quan Alexander? Was he drafted, guys? He was drafted. I don't see him on the board right now, but he's the reason that he was drafted so late is because Dre Greenlaw was basically the reason the San Francisco 49ers, well, one of the many reasons, but one of the big reasons that they went to the Super Bowl was the play down the stretch by Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner at linebacker. People for, you know, that defensive line got a lot of the shine, but those guys, they had some big plays. Go Google their names or, you know, run them in YouTube and check out some of those game-changing plays that they made for the 49ers. I'm sure any 49ers faithful know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's see who Josh takes here with his last pick. You gonna time out on us, Josh? Draft some DL we've never heard of. Ooh, Josh timed out. Oh well, he got Mike Hughes. Chase Winovich goes, and Jared finishes out with Grady Jarrett. All right, so let's take a look here. I'm going to read off these starting lineups from all the guys that were in here. So Jared has Darius Leonard, Jamal Adams, Jalen Smith, Max Crosby, Frank Clark, Chandler Jones, Tahir Whitehead, Grant Delpit, Chris Jones, Grady Jarrett. Josh ended up with Danielle Hunter, Devin White, Derwin James, Sam Hubbard, Kenneth Murray, DeForest Buckner, Brian Burns, Kari Willis, Rashawn Evans, and then Mike Hughes. Bob ended up with Miles Garrett, Chase Young, Patrick Queen, Isaiah Simmons, Jordan Poyer, Nick Kwiatkowski, Chuck Clark, Yannick Ngakoue, Mac Wilson, Marquise Blair. IDP Blitz ended up with Blake Martinez, Corey Littleton, Lavonte David, Tracy Walker, Za'Darius Smith, Justin Simmons, Terrell Edmonds, Cole Holcomb, Montez Sweat, Derek Barnett. I had, as I mentioned earlier, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen, TJ Watt, Zach Cunningham, Von Bell, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dante Fowler, Xavier McKinney, Jamie Collins, and Anthony Harris. And then Adam ended that round on the turn there with Joey Bosa, Cameron Jordan, Shaq Thompson, Shaq Barrett, Jeremy Chin, Jonathan Abram, Bradley Chubb, Willie Gay Jr., Ronnie Harrison, and Alexander Johnson. So, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this and had a good time. Post the board for y'all. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for watching this draft. I'm going to do more of these in the future. I will post this board up. So have a good one. In a wormhole, probably about to burn. In a white tunnel, are you ever going to learn? See a land, probably going to merge. Going to be dead laying in the dirt. Funny how you smart, but you still a nerd. Play your part, world going to turn. At heart, girl going to learn.